Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
J.D. Vance said yesterday, our vice president, tomorrow the American media will undoubtedly run headlines like Donald Trump only got 99.9% of what he asked for out of the Europeans. Quote, meanwhile, the entire European press, Vance said, is singing the president's praises right now, amazed at the deal he negotiated on behalf of Americans. But some are not happy. Not at all. And it's hilarious. Going to get into that in just a few minutes. Why? Because Europe gave up nothing. I mean, America gave up nothing and got everything. And that's not supposed to be possible. It's not even fair. It's unbelievable. All right. Going to jump onto this, folks. What a turnaround. The things we're finding out over the weekend. It seems to be the way that I can make you mad right now is suggesting that Donald Trump is making progress and might actually charge and prosecute the deep state actors behind the Russia collusion hoax. Me saying that makes you angrier than anything else. No, it won't happen. We give up. It's not going to happen. We give up already. We're not even going to try. It's they're never going to be punished. It sucks. All right. Well, wait, hold on. Because last week and this weekend, stuff came out we've never had before. We've never been able to get it out before. The public's never been able to see it, but we are making so much progress right now. I never thought any of this would be possible. And folks, let me tell you what, the things we are learning, the lawlessness of them, here's just one that came out, was declassified over the weekend. There's a 46-page House Permanent Select Committee report on intelligence. It's got a lot of details about the crimes, and yes, they are crimes that were committed by Comey and Brennan to create the Russia collusion hoax. But there's other details in it, too, that are mind-boggling, like how out of control the CIA is. The 46-page House Permanent Select Committee report, shredding Brennan's dossier, shredding all the lies that were told to get to the Russia collusion hoax, has been classified up till now. And the CIA was so upset about it and the fact that the committee was doing this research, it's all classified, but doing this research and compiling the lies told by the CIA, the lies told by John Brennan to get to the Russia collusion hoax, to make it seem like Putin wanted Trump to win and was colluding with him to achieve that goal and defeat Hillary. Listen to this from investigative reporter Paul Sperry at Real Clear Investigations. The 46-page report, shredding Brennan's dossier-backed intelligence, I call it an ICA, ordered by Obama, was so devastating, so damning, that the CIA aggressively obstructed committee investigators, even sabotaging their computers and spying on Congress members and staffers. That's all illegal. And apparently the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence right now is working on criminal referrals. So that's where you say, hey, here's the, we have evidence of crime. We're going to transfer this to the DOJ for prosecution. So that would be on top of the referrals by Tulsi Gabbard and on top of the referrals by CIA Director John Ratcliffe. Folks, this stuff's getting ready to break wide open. But this, you know what is amazing? These CIA operatives believed they had the right to terrorize Congress members and their staffs, sabotage their investigations, sabotage their computers, spy on them without a warrant if they got too close to the truth. So the CIA absolutely panicked that those with classified security clearances on this House committee, which was controlled by Republicans, were looking at real raw intelligence and realizing there was no Russia collusion. There wasn't even any Russian interest in influencing this election. Oh, and by the way, they kind of wanted Hillary to be president because they actually had compromise on her. So what does this show us? We're getting to the heart of the matter. Folks, do you remember, because I'll never forget this. Do you remember when it came out, and I played all the audio at the time, when it came out that the CIA was illegally spying without a warrant on Lindsey Graham, on Rand Paul, on the other members of the Senate Intelligence Committee, was inside their computers, and they hauled John Brennan in, who was then the head of the CIA, and said, look, are you doing this? He lied under oath. No, we're not doing that. Well, he got cold busted. Had to come back under oath again and admit he lied the first time. Well, for the rest of us, that's a felony. You don't get to lie under oath. What this shows is that the CIA, the deep state, is still conducting a reign of terror inside of Congress, that there is actual fear. I mean, can you imagine that? You're running an investigation. You're finding what appear to be lies and crimes by the CIA. You're a member of Congress or a staff member for a member of Congress. And the CIA is inside your computer destroying the evidence. But it happened. And it came out over the weekend. It's just, I mean, there's no... Also came out over the weekend. Turns out, from declassified intelligence, that Vladimir Putin had no compromise on Donald Trump, no P-tape, no nothing, no prostitutes, none of that's all fake. But he did have a massive file on Hillary Clinton that he could use to blackmail her and control her as the president he really preferred. Unbelievable. Also over the weekend, folks, this that they can't stop it now. And there's more coming out this week. Also over the weekend, we learned that Senate Intel ranking member, is a Democrat by the name of Mark Warner, turned away an intelligence analyst who tried to turn whistleblower. Came to his office numerous times to blow the whistle on CIA Director Brennan using bad and fake intel on Russia and Trump. But Warner refused to give him even the email address where he could send the evidence. So you have this Senate Intel Committee that you've listened to the mainstream media and your liberal friends. They'll say, no, there's no Russia collusion hoax. There's none of that. No. Because the Senate Intel Committee, they found, even Marco Rubio found that it happened. Well, what they're not being told in their media is whistleblowers tried to go to them from the CIA and FBI and say, listen, this intel's fake. There's no Russia collusion. We've seen it. And they were turned away. That's how you get to that. So folks, drip, 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 drip. We are for the first time getting somewhere. And I am incredibly excited about it.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
There's an incredible struggle going on right now between Donald Trump and the deep state. They've got each other by the throat. Don't kid yourself. It's going to be a bloody mess. It's not going to be easy to take the deep state down. It never was. The deep state strategy for now is to try to tie Epstein around Donald Trump's neck and sink him. And so there is this sort of desperate fight going on. I struggled over the weekend to figure out how do I explain what is going on here, because it's very it's very confusing. And part of it relies on believing what Trump said. You know how weird it is that Pam Bondi said back in February, hey, we're going to release, you know, the data we have on Epstein, here we go. And then the binders came out, it wasn't any new stuff. And then all of a sudden they're like, well, no, there's nothing there. Never mind, we're not releasing it. It's going to be interesting to find out if Donald Trump is telling the truth, because Trump has a very strange way of saying things that, quite frankly, sound crazy. Like, Barack Obama was spying on me. Remember how they mocked him, how crazy that sounded? Well, nobody laughing anymore, not even the mainstream media. It's a widely accepted fact. Well, when you listen to what Trump is saying, we're going to have to take him at his word. He's saying the files they have are corrupted. That false information on him and others has been introduced into the files. I'll let him explain.
She's given us just a very quick briefing, and in terms of the credibility of the different things that they've seen, and I would say that, you know, these files were made up by Comey, they were made up by Obama, they were made up by the Biden information, you know, we went through years of that with the Russia hoax, with all of the different things that we had to go through. We've gone through years of it, but she's handled it very well. And it's going to be up to her. Whatever she thinks is credible, she should release. Yeah.
That's not crazy. No more crazy than when he claimed Barack Obama spied on him. He said he was lying. He was crazy. He was delusional. Then it turned out it was true. So what is he saying? The people that claimed he hired two prostitutes to pee on the bed in Russia that Barack Obama and his wife had slept in. The people who claimed that he got his marching orders from Vladimir Putin via Alpha Bank, that the instructions were sent to Trump Tower by a Russia-owned or partially Russian-owned Alpha Bank. By the way, Washington Post and New York Times won Pulitzers for that story. Totally fake. Alpha Bank went to court and won the case. They're not passing on Putin's messaging to Trump, and Trump's not communicating with the Kremlin via Alpha Bank. That's cuckoo. Just some of the stuff our deep state's made up about Donald Trump. He was recruited 40 years ago as a spy for Russia and nurtured throughout his campaign. None of that happened. Well, actually, they used bots to influence the election. Didn't happen. It's all a bunch of lies. So the idea that those people who would come up with lies, come up with a fake dossier, use it knowing Hillary Clinton made it up, the idea that they would add fake evidence and mix it in with the real evidence in the Epstein case, totally believable. Did it happen? I don't know. But it's what Trump said. So we're going to go with it for now to understand what is going on here, because there is an absolute battle going on. So if you're Trump, And there's now this public demand that, quite frankly, he has created to see the Epstein files and know who's in them. How do you satisfy that without releasing the Comey and Brennan corrupted files that Trump claims? Again, we don't know. I haven't seen them. I haven't seen the evidence, but this is what Trump claims, that there's a bunch of fake info in there about him and everybody else in the files that they have threaded through as a protection measure. What do you do? You've got to get uncorrupted evidence. Where would you find that? There is a place where you could say, no, this is what is real and hasn't been corrupted. It's the grand jury testimony. For Jeffrey Epstein's first case down in Florida, his second case in New York, remember, he wasn't tried, but he was indicted, which means the grand jury heard from the victims. And Ghislaine Maxwell's trial, grand jury heard from the victims. In those three cases, the grand jury testimony is sealed. Over 40 victims testified about how they were abused, who abused him. It's all covered up. So what is happening is Trump is saying, okay, I've got to get this stuff out. I got to go do it. He's now saying he's going to have Bondi release some of the stuff they have. We'll see what comes out. They are seeking to release actual untouched virgin files. In other words, not those that have been corrupted by the deep state. Standing in their way, specially selected Democrat judges who have this just funny way of getting these cases over and over and over again. So Roger Stone, who's a longtime Trump confidant, has been consulting all week on handling this at the White House. As allegedly they're, you know, finding out, they're realizing, oh no, these files are corrupt. This is the story. I'm just telling you the story. He says that right now you've got judges blocking, you've got liberal judges blocking in all three of those jurisdictions, the release of the documents. Here's Roger Stone explaining this. And that's why they're seeking those, to get those out.
Let's be clear. We're seeking three different things. We were seeking the sealed grand jury testimony in Jeffrey Epstein's 20,000, I think it was six, indictment in Florida, denied by a Democrat judge, Robin Lee Rosenberg. We are seeking the sealed information, including the so-called contacts of Ghislaine Maxwell. Again, that is before Judge Paul Engelmeyer, an Obama hack, who basically denied it, but left open the possibility that the attorney general could come back in 29 days with a different argument as to why it should be released, so he can deny it again. And then lastly, we have asked for, the Department of Justice has asked for, the release of the grand jury testimony in the Trump Justice Department's indictment of Jeffrey Epstein in 2019 on one count of child sex trafficking and one count of conspiracy to engage in child sex trafficking. Now, you cannot engage in a conspiracy by yourself. You can only conspire if there are other people to conspire with. That goes in front of Clinton Judge Richard Berman, who has publicly attacked the president on numerous occasions. So the Justice Department under Pam Bondi is fighting in the courts for disclosure and is being thwarted by Democrat judges.
Including one Democrat judge appointed by Obama who has gotten all of the Epstein cases in Florida, something that is statistically impossible. And then you have Ghislaine Maxwell. What a mess. So this is the deep state wanting to put out, according to Trump, this is what they are saying. This is what the Trump army that they then push out to talk to on all these podcasts is saying. The problem with the internal data, it's corrupted with fake data. Think Steele dossier, lies about Trump, created by the Democrats, but the Epstein version of that. They're trying to get the clean data to release, they say. You believe them? Is this where this is going? It's what they're doing. Very interesting.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.